911, where is your emergency?
Hi, can you connect me with the sheriff's office or the police department in Seville, Florida?
In where, I'm sorry?
Seville or Pearson.
Okay, is it, what's going on?
I have a participant that is endangered right now. She already called 911, but she doesn't speak English. So
okay.
I need to contact whoever is going there.
What's the address? Let me see if it's in Volusia or Putnam. What's the address?
It's in 1602 U.S. Highway 17 North, Seville, 32190.
Okay, it's in Seville?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on 1 second for me.
Thank you, ma'am.
You said it was 1602, correct?
Yes, ma'am. U.S. Highway. It's in, just in that corner between the highway and the 17 North.
Let me see. Okay, so 1602 North U.S. Highway 17?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, give me one moment.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. I'm going to bring Putnam on the line. Let me speak to them really quick and make sure that's their jurisdiction, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Where's your emergency?
Hey, Putnam, it's Volusia. Can you check an address for me and make sure it's your jurisdiction?
What's the address?
1602 North U.S. Highway 17, Seville.
I'm not showing it here. I don't think Seville is.
And I'm not sure.
Let me see here. It is North Highway 17?
Yeah, North U.S. Highway 17.
Let me see here. Give me 1 second. Northwest Highway.
Just, yeah, North U.S. Highway 17.
Okay, let me see here.
Appreciate it.
Showing it.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, bye-bye. Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know a close corner, street on the corner there? Where, like,
yes,
what
I
they're
know.
Off of?
Yes, it's a convenience store, and in front of the house is a daycare and the library.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is I don't have a 1602. I have 1600, and I have a 1605. I don't have a 1602.
Oh, it's in the second floor. It's an old house. It's almost falling down. Next to that is a taco truck. And it's a
Do you know if there's a gas station around the corner at all?
It's in front of them.
Okay. Okay, and you said what's going on with her? What did she tell you?
She is a domestic violence victim. This man has been beating her, and he has started punching her again right now. And she just got bit on Monday, but she couldn't get any help because she passed out from the punch that he gave it to her. So I started working with her 2 days ago, and I told her to send me a cut message when it's an emergency, and she just called me, and she said, I already called the police, he is beating me again, and then she hanging on me.
Oh,
and I am an hour away from her, so.
Right, okay.
And the deputy O'Malley, that is the one who always works with me, he, I think he's on vacation or something like that, because he has the voicemail. And Deputy Galarza is the same, he's not answering the phone, so I'm getting crazy here, because I don't know who else I can call to get help for her.
Okay, give me just a second. I'm getting it all typed up for you.
Thank you.
What's her, do you know her last name?
Yes, ma'am.
What is it, sweetie?
Escobar.
Spell it for me.
E-S-C-O-B-A-R. Escobar.
And what's her first name?
Elianet.
Spell it for me.
E-L-I-I-N-E-T. And she has four girls, and this man almost hit the girl the other day.
Do you know his name?
His name, let me get it. I got it. I have it somewhere. Oh, give me one second. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to do here. I can't even say that. It's not my fault.
Do you have her phone number by chance on
you? Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is this her boyfriend, her husband? Who is he to her?
He is the father of the girls, and they have been living for more than 9 years. The older girl has 7 years old. He is the father of her daughter.
Okay, and what was his name again? I'm sorry.
He is Escobar, Mr. Escobar, but I don't have his name over here.
Okay, you don't know his first name?
No, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I don't
know. No, that's okay. You're doing really good. Are they white, black, Hispanic?
They are Hispanic.
They're both Hispanic. Okay.
Yes, both are Hispanic. They both speak Spanish. She barely say hello in English. That's it.
What is your name, ma'am?
My name is...
Okay, gotcha.
I am the brutal advocate.
You're from the victim center?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And where are you located? You're in New Smyrna?
I am in my house in New Smyrna.
Okay.
I just came home.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. And spell your first name for me, if you don't mind. Is he known to carry any weapons that you're aware of? Did she mention any weapons?
She doesn't mention any weapon.
Okay.
But yesterday I saw the bruises on her arms and her breast. That's really bad.
Thank you.
Emmanuel Alcaceras is his name.
What is it, I'm sorry?
Emmanuel Alcaceras is his name.
Can you spell his last name for me?
A-L-Q-U-E-S-I-R-A-S.
And what was his first name? Spell it for me.
Emmanuel. E-M-I-U-C-E-L.
C as in Charlie?
Yes, ma'am.
E-L. Got it. Okay, got it. Okay. I already got him going out there. I'm just trying to get some more information. Just bear with me.
Okay.
Do you know if the fire station is by their house? Like, is it next door or anything? Do you know?
It's closed, but it's not next door.
Okay.
The gas station is in front. The daycare is before.
Okay, do you know where the elementary school is in reference to the house?
In reference to elementary school. Which one? The Pearson Elementary School?
Seville Elementary.
No, that's more farther away.
Is it more south or more north?
More north. Did you see the Shell station and the convenience store? That is a flashlight in that corner.
Okay. Do you know where the post office is?
Yes. It's just diagonal.
Where is it in reference to the post office?
It's diagonal of the post office.
Okay. Going more west? Which way?
If I'm going from Pearson to Seville, it's in the left side.
Before you get to the post office?
Yes. It's a white house, two floors, and they live in the second floor. I don't know what it is in the first floor. I think that is empty. And it's a blue truck parking there because they're selling that truck and nobody takes care for that. And it's the white truck who sells tacos. And in front is the gas station, the Shell station, then the daycare, and the library.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you familiar with street names up in that area?
No.
Okay. That's okay. I just wanted to ask. No worries. Do you know how old he is off the top of your head, if you had to guess?
Between 30 and 36, something like that. I just Google it, and I can see it in Google.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I think we're good on the address. I think we got it for the most part. I think you're pretty spot on. So, do you want me to have my deputies call you?
Yes, please. Because she doesn't speak English, and I need that man out of that house.
Okay. Does she speak broken English, or is she just strictly Spanish?
Just Spanish.
Okay. Okay. And I apologize. Spell your name for me one more time. Gotcha. Okay. And your numbers? Okay.
I can see the house here in Google. I just put the address and it's showing me. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I have a deputy that's actually not too far down the road. I will go ahead and let you go. I let my deputy know that you're wanting a phone call from them. It's going to come up blocked or private when they call. So if you see that come up on your phone, make sure you answer it for me.
Yes, ma'am. I will.
All right.
Thank you.
You're
Thank you so much.